as we move into the 4 o'clock hour here, it's Christian Arkin, Andy Hart, WEEI Afternoons, and we're live in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Freedom of Choice Shop Deals built for you on the New England Edition F-150, official truck of the Boston Red Sox. We'll get to your phone calls here in just a minute at 617-779-7937. I see you waiting patiently there on the lines. We will get to you, I promise, but there is a growing chorus, I think, now, and it's getting louder over the course of today. I'm seeing it more online. People who think that Drake May, forget about your plan, forget about waiting for Miami or, you know, keeping him in bubble wrap any longer. Drake May should go out there. Long week. You got 10 days. Get him ready for San Francisco, and let's start the Drake May era with his first start and keep him as the starter now until you can't anymore. And what you just heard there from Gerard Mayo, Jacoby Brissett is the quarterback until I say he isn't.
Mm.
Not he's the quarterback. He's the quarterback as if it's inevitable until I say he isn't, which implies that he plans to say at some point that he isn't. I don't think that was necessarily on purpose, but I do think there was some purpose behind those words. And with Gerard Mayo, I think that this is something that he's either going to get pressured into by contrast, maybe this was something he never really wanted, this plan with Drake May. Maybe he wanted him to go from week one on, and now he's getting his way. Either way, I do think that this whole timeline for Drake May, there's going to be some pressure now, and I think that there's going to be even louder over the course of this Sunday going into next week, people wanting to see him against the Niners.
So at various points, Gerard has tried to say, like, oh, I don't want Jacoby looking over his shoulder. But then more often than not, it's been, but that's some healthy stress.
Right.
And remember at one point he said something about there's a guy waiting in the wings that we're getting ready or something. And it's like, huh, you keep saying I'm the quarterback, but you keep really mentioning a lot of ways that we're getting Drake May ready to take my job. And it's obvious it's going to happen. And you're right. It's funny because yesterday's game, I feel like somehow the exact same game emboldened or strengthened both poles of the argument. I feel like the people that want him to play are like, it's time. I've seen enough of Jacoby.
Right.
It's May time. And then the others that are worried about playing him behind a bad offensive line are like, did you see that? You can't put Drake May in there. Now is the worst time. That line is terrible.
It was like the State of the Union last night. Everybody just got more entrenched.
Right,
that was basically what it was, yeah.
You dug in with what you thought coming into the game, exiting that game. I am, as is so typical, I'm right down the middle, Mr. Objective Andy. No, I would not start him in San Francisco. On the road against that defense, we were just talking about the Jets getting their ass whooped in San Francisco, right? That's Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers got thrown to the Wolves. Do you want
Sam Darnold kind of carved him up.
Well, okay. Counterexample. Touche, host one. Well done. But do you really want to throw Drake May out in that situation on a road game? You know, a game you're supposed to lose against a defense that can get after it a little bit and make your life tough against an offense that's probably going to score some points. So both sides, you're facing a tough defense and you're going to be chasing, which means, hey, Drake, good luck behind this line. I'm going to need you to drop back and throw it 30 times to try to come back in this game. I as much as this game on Thursday night would have been the worst case scenario, in my opinion, to start him, next week is the second worst case scenario. Then after that, conversation is fully open. We're all on the table.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you want everything to be perfect and his entry into the league to be this perfect thing, then yeah, sure. But I'm sort of past that at this point. I'm ready for him to get the bumps and lumps and everything that you take as a rookie to just get that over with. That's sort of where I'm at with all this. Will it be a perfect thing? Will he get sacked a lot? Will he be running around, getting away from those Niners defenders? Yeah, probably. I mean, that's probably what's going to happen. I'd imagine that's what's going to happen. That's probably what's going to happen if they play the 49ers next year and he has an entire year under his belt. I mean, they're a good defense. You're going to see that. That's part of playing football in the NFL. I'm ready for him to start experiencing this. I don't think that there's really any reason to keep this thing going, this charade going right now of waiting for the perfect time. There's not going to be a perfect time this year, I don't think.
Correct.
I think you might as well just get this thing going. Start the clock. Like that's how I feel. And let's get him a little bit closer to the quarterback we want him to be. And if that means he has to start off in a hostile environment against a good team, oh well. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's other quarterbacks out there that started their career the same way and they were fine. I don't think it's going
to.
One game's going to ruin him, and I don't think that it's going to really do him any favors to just keep pushing this off. Just get it over with, you know, rip the Band-Aid off. Let's get this thing going here.
But it's only week 4. I mean, he doesn't have to start in San Francisco. I don't, like, there's no real urgency. You decided there was no urgency when you didn't start him day one.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. I wanted him to start day one to get to, for them to get this going already.
But they didn't. So they don't feel any urgency, and it's a worse spot. It's a much worse spot than week one even would have been. I would have been more okay with week one and week two, and now he might be ready for the Jets and the Niners. You didn't give him any chance to get up to speed. The offensive line is banged up and worse. So I would wait till after San Francisco to figure it out. But am I the only one who thought, and probably the answer is yes, Andy, because you have a weird brain and think of weird things. They had a cutaway late in the game, probably right before Drake came in, where it was Drake and Jacoby sitting on the bench, and they both looked kind of sad. Jacoby was beat up, and Drake was just like the young guy. And it reminded me of Billy Madison when the young kids are like, I can't wait to get to high school. And he's like,
yeah.
Don't you ever say that. Stay here as long. And it was like Drake saying, I can't wait to get in the game. And he's like, don't Brissette's say
like,
that.
You want no part of this offensive line, trust
you
me.
You don't. Stay on this bench as long. Grab his fat little cheeks. Stay on this bench as long as you can, Drake. You don't ever go out there. And there's some truth to that. Because Drake may want to play, but it's going to get real and real fast when he gets out there. There's going to be lumps. There's going to be bad times. And as we've seen all over, Bryce Young, the classic example, but more importantly, how do we think Gerard Mayo is going to handle it when he does Will Levis type things? Because he will. He's going to throw like a pitch that some D end picks off and goes the other way, and Gerard Mayo is going to be thinking.
He's going to throw a pitch that gets picked off.
Yep, there's going to be dumb. I'm telling you.
That's a very specific prediction. Something you don't see very often.
And
yeah, listen, he's going to have problems. Obviously, he's going to have problems. That's going to happen in his first game regardless, whenever his first game is. First game over. I think so. I think any rookie quarterback, you're going to see that.
It's more likely to happen against a good defense than a lesser defense.
Sure.
And the 49ers are a better defense than the Dolphins, and it might who knows what the Dolphins are going to be with Skylar Thompson. They may not score a lot of points. They may be frustrated themselves. Maybe you can
Drake May doesn't have to go against Skylar Thompson. He has to go against the defense, and that's sort of the point.
He absolutely has to go against Skylar Thompson. Just like last night, Jacoby Brissett had to go against Aaron Rodgers, and when Aaron Rodgers went right down the field and it was 7 and then put another 7, Jacoby Brissett's like, oh, so I can't just turn around and hand the ball off and we're going to win this game with ease tonight? You're absolutely the way this team is built. Every team.
They would have had to win the game 3-0 then. I mean, come on. Like, Aaron Rodgers, it was obviously not a great thing to see him putting up all those points, but it's not like that mattered to Jacoby Brissett. He gave him field goal range one time, and it was because they had 2 penalties. I mean, I don't think Aaron Rodgers had much to do with that. I think it was just a question of you're not equipped for this. You can't go against this defense. This is a team that just outclasses you, and that's it. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's gonna keep happening.
Yeah, no, it is gonna. But he is absolutely going against the quarterback too. Like, the quarterback matters, right? Like, it's that
to
old
an extent.
Thing.
Yes,
I mean,
that was such
a
mismatch. I don't know. I mean,
it was a home game for the Chargers, but Justin Herbert's first game was against Kansas City the year after they won the Super Bowl.
And you're right? you're going against Patrick Mahomes. You go into that game saying, probably not going to win a 10-7 battle today. Probably going to have to score some points.
They lost 23-20 in overtime.
That was back when they scored more points than they
That's
scored
true.
These days.
By the way, before we go to break here and before we hear what's trending from Brian, Alex Van Pelt today, he had a take on what would be more beneficial for Drake May this season, either playing or watching. Here's what he said.
I'm just curious in terms of developing Drake, what you feel is the better course of action at this stage, him learning by watching or by playing?
I still think it's by watching. I think there's a lot to be learned yet. And that's where I'll stand on that. I think Jacoby is our starter, like Coach said. And until that changes, I think we got to do everything we can to get the starter ready to win a game on Sunday.
Okay. Alex Van Pelt still thinks all the value is in watching.
Yeah, and Gerard I feel like Mayo, Alex Van Pelt is making the decision. I'll be honest.
It sounds like it, because Gerard Mayo says
Mayo's getting very defensive about it.
Football players get better playing football, and here he is saying, no, you get better by watching, and what's he doing? He's watching. 617-779-790, that's a good point. 93.7 is the phone number. We got full phone lines right now. We will get to all your phone calls right after Brian tells you what's trending.